Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Carry on, son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Well, good evening, fellow Neanderthals, and welcome to the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. We're thrilled you joined us tonight here at your local liberal resistance headquarters, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. We're glad to be back. We were off last week so you guys could have live coverage of the Kansas City Chiefs game. For Chiefs fans, I know they lost today. We're sorry. But at least you've got us here. We can mourn together. We can share sympathies together. But we're pleased to have you with us this evening. If you'd like to call in, our studio lines are open. You can reach us at 316-869-1330 by email, as always, at john@theknssradio.com, on Facebook at The John Whitmer Show, and on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. We'd love to hear from you. One of the things, if you're a regular listener to the show, we get lots of callers. We get some occasional regular callers, and I don't want to share any names, but I do want to share one thing. One of our regular callers, I will call him DC. We'll just call him DC. And DC is struggling with COVID right now, and I just want to do a little personal shout out to DC and let him know that I'm thinking about him, that we're thinking about him. My wife and I have him in our prayers. And we want him to get better, so a personal shout-out to DC. Feel better, get better, brother. We need you back. You're a patriot for sure, and we're thinking about you, all our best for you. Tonight, we have an incredible lineup for you. Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer is going to be with us tonight. He's going to give us an insider's perspective on the Biden administration and his take on how the press is treating this White House compared to how they treated the Trump White House. And, you know, if you think about Jen Psaki and the softball question she gets compared to how they treated, Kelly McEnany, or for that matter, how they treated Sean Spicer, is night and day. We'll talk to Sean about that. Country music artist and former Black Hawk helicopter aviator Ryan Weaver will be with us. He's got an incredible new single out. It is rising up the country charts, and he's going to share the story behind this song. It's called Never Forgotten. It is a tribute song, tribute to the heroes behind 9/11 and heroes who fought in the Afghan war like he did. We'll talk to Ryan Weaver. We'll also talk with presidential advisor Grover Norquist. He's been an economic advisor for multiple U.S. presidents. And we're going to talk to him about the infrastructure bill, quote unquote infrastructure bill, that $3.5 trillion boondoggle of a reconciliation budget bill that's really a government takeover of our economy. And I'm really looking forward to hearing what Grover has to say, because if anybody knows tax increases, he does, and the danger that they pose to our country. State Senator Kelly Warren will be with us to talk about Biden's vaccine mandate and whether or not Kansas utility companies engaged in price gouging during February's weather streak, that cold weather streak we had a few months ago. And Disney insider Nick Catarano will be with us to talk about he's worked for Disney for 16 years, and now he's being forced to get the COVID-19 vaccine or lose his job. And he's pushing back. He's fighting back against it. We'll talk to Nick about that. And, of course, we'll take your calls at 745 and 845 at 316-869-1330. So one of the things, I don't know if you watched them, and based on the ratings, I doubt you did, but last week's Emmys were soundly skewered on social media as viewers took notice of the fact that there were rather limited coronavirus safety measures. I mean, yes, they required everybody to either be vaccinated or show a negative test, to COVID. But in the room on display, and it was a room, it was not outdoors during the event, there was no social distancing, and specifically, there were no face masks. So you had all these, you know, leftist Hollywood elites who love to call out those of us who think masking is asinine and really doesn't make much of a difference, sitting around, you know, glad-handing, hugging, kissing, and not wearing masks. The 2021 awards show was one of the first to return to the typical in-person format following more than a year of delayed and adjusted ceremonies, you know, like the Oscars and the Golden Globes were. But few, if any, of the stars in attendance last Sunday were seen in, you know, on the broadcast wearing masks or observing social distancing guidelines. They were hugging, they were, you know, slapping and kissing and doing all the fake, you know, maskless fake hugs were on display throughout the whole stomach-churning event. No masks, no social distancing at the Emmys because, once again, rules are for the little people, not for the liberal elites. And the same thing for the wackadoodle Congresswoman Alexandria, can I get you a beer, Ocasio-Cortez, who recently attended the $35,000 a ticket Metropolitan Museum of Art Gala wearing a Tax the Rich dress made, by the way, by a designer who's a rent deadbeat and who owes $100,000 in back taxes. So she goes to the event, but of course she's not wearing a mask. She's wearing a Tax the Rich dress made by a tax deadbeat, but she's not wearing a mask. And of course, the same media that hypocritically warned us that every Trump rally, every church service, every backyard picnic was a super spreader event, they had nothing to say about any of this. Nor have they covered the fact that COVID-19 cases are spiking in Martha's Vineyard. The number of cases has risen to 158, by the way, since Barack Obama's August 7th, 60th birthday party. 158 new cases. No mention of the fact that it might correlate to the 600 people he had for his birthday party. Yeah, it's purely coincidence, I'm sure. Has nothing to do. One thing has nothing to do with the other, because there's always 600 people birthday parties at Martha's Vineyards. Even Joe Biden is getting into the mask hypocrisy. This week, President Dementia hosted British Prime Minister Boris Yeltsin at the White House. And for one Oval Office photo, the two were seated about 5 feet apart. Apparently, the virus is incredibly dangerous, and so you can, you know, even though they're both vaccinated, so they're both wearing masks. So two vaccinated guys sitting 5 feet apart in the Oval Office. But moments later, they stood up and removed their COVID-preventing black cloth masks and a brace for a photo op. No masks, no social distancing. Apparently, those Oval Office chairs prevent COVID. That's what I'm thinking. So everybody needs to go out to, you know, I don't know, furniture on consignment and buy yourself an Oval Office chair because they prevent COVID now. This is the hypocrisy here. This is how silly this has become. But it's science, because that's what they'll tell you. This is the science. Trust the science. Trust Dr. Fauci. He knows these things. And mask mandates are being enforced in some places and not others, which is why this is also causing people to not trust your government when it comes to this issue. In Flowers Restaurant in Seattle, for example, this is in King County, Washington, health inspectors went so far as to publicize photos of patrons foregoing masks at Flowers Restaurant, and subsequently, the restaurant's license was suspended. So make sure you're following with me. Flowers Restaurant in Seattle, some of the patrons weren't wearing masks, and so the restaurant's license was suspended. However, across town in Seattle, in King County, at Lumen Field, for the home opener of the Seattle Seahawks when they lost to the Tennessee Titans, very few fans were wearing masks. Both county and state policies mandate masks those attending outdoor events with more than 500 people present. The stadium was packed. Regardless of vaccination status, fans were supposed to, by law, wear masks at all times, and yet, no closing of the stadium, no punishment for the NFL. Will Lumen Field face punishment? Will the Seahawks face punishment? Will they lose their license? Will this be labeled a super spreader event? The likely answer to both questions is no. So we can shut down a small Flowers restaurant, no consequence for an NFL game. It seems highly unlikely Lumen Field will suffer any significant punishment for hosting thousands without masks, but heaven forbid a small restaurant have a few customers not wearing their masks. But that's their privilege. Unfortunately, small businesses that can't flout county and state rules, they aren't so lucky. And all this is going on while toddlers are being dragged off airplanes for not masking correctly. And I don't know if you've seen it, but it's become a bizarre ritual of over-the-top rule-following zealotry coupled with misplaced and unscientific COVID fear that children are being pulled off of airplanes for not wearing their mask correctly. And the media have no problem with this kind of child abuse. Amanda Petadarvis and her 2-year-old were forced to deplane when the toddler couldn't keep his mask on. The son was having an asthma attack at the time, and the mother was arrested by police. And let's ignore the fact that the World Health Organization does not recommend masking children under the age of 6. Harvard Medical School says, quote, "We lack credible evidence of the benefits of masking kids aged 2 to 5, despite what the American Academy of Pediatrics says. And yet we're pulling kids off of planes because they're asthmatic and they can't wear a mask. Masking kids under 6 isn't science, it's child abuse, and yet we're doing it. It would be difficult enough to do this to children if masking them was necessary in the name of safety, but it's simply not. It's religion. It's lemmings falling off a cliff. But according to the left, trust the science when it's convenient. It's okay to force asthmatic 2-year-olds to wear a mask, regardless of whether or not there's actually any science to back it up." We'll be taking your calls at 8:45. In the meantime, coming up after the break, we'll talk with presidential advisor Grover Norquist about how the Democrats' new $3.5 trillion reconciliation budget is just full of tax increases. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.